The simplest trick that I actually came up with, and it's one that for a lot of people you take for granted, but you'd be surprised how many people I encounter that have no idea that this thing exists, which is the custom dashboard support that we have inside the Azure portal. And so I'll spend 2 minutes showing this one because it's a simple one, but it ends up being a big one for folks. How many people here have a single Azure dashboard? Good, okay, so half the people. How many people don't even know what an Azure dashboard is? A few people, they're new, okay. So basically my meta point is if you only have a single dashboard, you aren't using the portal right. That's maybe a strong statement. But one of the things that you can take advantage of that I recommend is think about creating a couple of custom views so that as you're working with Azure, you can very easily switch between those views depending on actually what you're doing. And it can help simplify your workflow, simplify your life. As an example, here is the dashboard I've been doing this talk with. And it's got everything I'm sort of demoing in one place, which makes it convenient. The thing that if I wanted to do, though, is if I click up here on the dashboard link, you'll notice there's many, many other dashboards that I have, some that I've created, some that my team has given me or shared with me that I can optionally use as well. And so the nice thing about dashboards is you can actually share them across a team environment. And for example, if I wanted to create a new dashboard, call it, my dev workload, I could do that. I could then open up any resource that's specific to the project I'm working on. So it doesn't have to be my dev workload. It could be project foo that I'm working on. I could then go in, I could pin any resource, and so the thing to also keep in mind here in Azure, click the pin button, it pins it. Pin works not just on resources, but you can actually take any metric and pin that as well. And now I have a custom view. Again, I can customize and lay out this view in a variety of different ways. If I wanted to, I could make this small, I could make it big. Again, however you want. And then the nice thing is that this is my dev workload, and then suddenly someone calls me and says, hey, we're hearing customer reports of problems, or an alert comes in, which I'll talk about in the monitoring section later. I can quickly say, wait, what's going on? Drill into the specific view that I'm using for operations and lay out all the graphs and all the charts specific to that view, or someone says, hey, that container service that we're having has a problem. Again, I can easily flip very quickly and pull up a heads-up display on top of everything to do with that container service, and I'm no longer hunting around with lots of resources trying to look stuff up. Instead, ideally, I have a view that's already created that has just the information I need. So think about it between dev and operations or project to project. Create the custom view with just the information that's relevant to you. Gives you a really fast way that you can switch between them and see everything in one place at one time. Other kind of quick thing that a lot of people don't know is the full screen option. Click the full screen option and it goes full screen. The thing that this is useful is if you're in a team environment, we sort of built this so that you can actually just put a monitor up on the wall and you can now have all of the monitor team specific information showing up through it. So it's also really useful if you want to have a walk-by monitor that people can see as an easy way to also see what the health of the system looks like in one at a glance view. So again, super simple scenario, but once you start taking advantage of it, can make a number of information sharing scenarios really easy.